I'd like to call this meeting to order, the Stansbury Park Improvement District building on May 19th, 2026, at 4:03 p.m. Board members present are Jay Clegg and Judy Desmond with Brian Mansell on the phone. We also have with us our district manager, our district engineer, district manager Brett Palmer, our district engineer Brendan Thorpe, and Cammie Thorpe taking the meeting minutes. The first item of business is the Streamline ADA compliant with dock access.
So Christine in the office has been working with this company. We're currently contracted with them to manage our site and
our website, Brett?
Our website, yes, okay. Sorry. And the reason why we're just bringing this to your attention now is they're just giving us proposals to keep our site maintained for ADA compliance issues. Our deadline that we have to be in compliance isn't technically until April 26, 2028. And so what that means is $3,000 a year or $250 a month. If we start right now, we would start to pay in October, a year and a half prior to being required to be in compliance. So I just wanted to get your thoughts and ideas if you wanted to just be proactive and be compliant up until we're being forced to. It's $3,000 a year. They will manage all of our compliant issues and make sure we're on board that way. So just wanted to have a discussion and kind of just get your thoughts, whether you wanted to initiate that in October or wait a few months before we initiate it.
What's the disadvantage of, in your mind, what's the disadvantage of starting it now?
Just paying a little bit of extra money now.
The pros would be anybody that's in need of the service would have immediate access. There may be a little fee increase 15 months from now.
I was going to ask that. Is there a way to lock it in at that $3,000 a year for a few years so we know what we've got without seeing a hike in price?
There's a one-year lock-in fee.
There's not a five-year lock-in or a three-year lock-in.
And then it's a 5% increase annually after that.
After that.
Yeah.
Did we get proposals from other similar service providers?
We did not. Well, I can't speak to that in truth because I don't recall, because the office staff looked into that. I do believe they looked at other entities doing this, but I can't 100% say for sure.
Isn't Streamline pretty focused on special districts? So it's kind of
they are. I'm not 100% sure on that.
I know we've used them at where I used to work. We used them there, and they were pretty special district friendly.
Okay.
Like they knew what they were doing for the special districts. But how many people usually look at our website? Is it pretty?
I don't know.
I don't know how
to get those statistics.
I just wonder how many, like how necessary it is. I mean, I know it's necessary because it's
going to be required. So it's going to be
But at this moment.
Yeah.
I think my only heartburn on from when I looked through it was sort of the 5% annual increase. That feels like. Feels like that should be maybe somewhat tied to like CPI or something like that.
Yeah, if it gets out of control or out of hand, there's no penalty for canceling. So if it starts getting out of hand that way, we can look at other options. But it's not something that we can try to do in-house.
We don't
have that technology or manpower to handle something like that.
And is the 5% locked in for?
The $250 or $3,000 is locked in, I think, for the first year. And then our contract wouldn't start until October. And then it would, like I say, a 5% increase. I don't know if it's an annual increase every year after that, but that's what it says in the terms.
It's 5% annual uplift starting year two.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just wondering if that's, I mean, some years that's going to outpace inflation and other years not. But I'm wondering, like, on the flip side of that, are they able to decide it's going to change to 10% or, like, are there any sort of guarantees?
I don't know that, but if they do, we always have the opportunity to cancel.
Yeah.
And it's $250 bucks a month.
That's, the price seems reasonable for, I mean, back to what you just said, we don't have anybody in-house that could even do it. But you think about the amount of work it would take us to try to do something like that, it's going to cost us a lot more in wages to try to figure it out.
Yeah.
Even if we attempted to. So the $3,000 a year, $250 a month isn't like we're getting price gouged at this time. But,
yeah.
So Brian, and I get everybody, at what cost should we be putting this out to bid, I guess? Because $3,000, I thought we could go up to $5,000 and not.
It's much more than that. It's like 20 plus thousand. To have to go out for a bid.
To go out to bid. So, I mean, I don't mind asking, back to the question, and saying, okay, staff, who do we reach out to? Is everybody playing the same game here? Is $3,000 about what it should be? Or is somebody that can, just as capable as Streamline, doing it for half the cost? And if not, and all of them are in the same ballpark, I don't see an issue with it.
Yeah. So let me clarify. We're currently paying $300 a month for them to maintain the site, but to put everything in ADA compliance with,
we're going to go to 550.
Being able to digital, yes, correct.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have a misunderstanding because we've been talking about this portion of the.
Sure. The website, they've been maintaining that.
Yes.
But in order to bring it to compliance.
Full compliance. It's $250 a month.
Additional.
For that. Yes.
So after it's up to compliance, do they still need to?
Yep.
They
get it. They still get to pay. We still get to pay the bill.
Yeah, because they're going to be converting every single document that gets loaded.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with going ahead. It's going to happen one time or another, right?
Okay. I agree with that. Brian, do you want to see what others are doing, or what others are charging, or what's your feeling?
I was more just curious. The price doesn't seem actually unreasonable, especially initially. The 5% just made me a little nervous because I know that historically inflation's been more like 3%, so
right.
It feels like it would be outpacing, but. I guess if we have the option to kind of change course, we can always go get pricing in the future from other outfits if we feel like we're paying too much. So,
I do know that when we hired Streamline at Maggie Mosquito, we did look at other companies, and they, for what they offered, they were very reasonable. So if that helps at all.
Yeah, that's helpful. I'm okay with it.
Okay. We'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we go ahead and have Streamline do our ADA compliance.
Okay.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Next item is the fraud risk assessment. Unless we needed to continue.
Nope.
We're good there.
So the fraud risk assessment's pretty self-explanatory. We've earned a total of 320 points out of 395 points, which puts us in the low risk category, mainly because we do not have any staff in accounting that has a bachelor's degree, and none of us on staff are a certified CPA or other appropriate certifications that they're asking for. We do not have a formal internal audit function, and we do not have a formal audit committee. So there's four categories. Three of them had 20 points each, with one of them at 10. But other than that, we check all the boxes. So
you do have an audit that comes in, right?
We have an independent auditor that does our auditing as a whole organization, but they're not really doing like a formal internal audit for, so I don't think that qualifies, although I'd like it to qualify. So I guess, you know, if there's questions, we can answer them. Otherwise, we'll need to get an approval for that, and then we've got you and your signatures on it.
I don't have any questions. Judy, do you have any questions?
No.
Brian, did you have any questions or concerning the fraud risk assessment?
Well, yes and no. I guess my only concern is just that we're missing some of the really higher point items, and that our score is kind of barely outside of moderate. And so I guess in terms of being accountable to the public, it feels like it would be good to strengthen our position there a little bit, but I'm not sure the best way to do that. I mean, I think
we can try to work on forming, we can have a board member be on a formal audit committee to try and work on number 8 and 9, and we can get other, I could be part of that, and then maybe one of the employees could be part of that and go through the financials and things like that, just to strengthen that position. And we could formally adopt it by motion, and then you would qualify. And when this audit comes, we could go through certain questions and just confirm that we have those things in order.
In place, and that it's actually functioning?
Because
that's I don't want to set something up that doesn't function either.
Right.
But I also don't want to hire a CPA full-time.
So that would give us an extra 40 points, which would put us above the 355 threshold of being very low.
Yeah, I don't feel like anything that you didn't answer was anything critical on the fraud assessment. I don't feel like it. I feel like the critical things have been answered, just like the separation of duties and conflicts of interest and stuff like that. I feel like that's more important than the ones that didn't get checked.
Well, maybe I'm not understanding the role of the third party that you mentioned. Because are they looking at the finances for the year?
They are, but I think this is more specific to it's not they're more of an external audit. in my opinion. And it's not really a function of our... I could be wrong, Brian. I don't know. Let me see if they have a definition of internal.
I thought that audit. We asked this same question last time when the auditor was here, and they weren't going in and looking at every penny spent. They were...
Right.
It was more of a global outlook on it, not...
We need statute.
Yes.
They're not doing... Yeah, they have someone else's interest in satisfying, not necessarily your internal protections.
Right.
So wouldn't the board be kind of an internal? I mean,
we kind of are, because we get all the financials, we review it, we also get the bank statements, and they give them to us, but we don't do a formal dive into it.
You're not coming into the office and saying, hey, office staff, I want to see this, or
and doing checks and balances on it.
Tell me what you do here, and let's make sure that I think it's more of a function of being in the office and asking some questions and making sure that we're following procedures, and maybe I can pull additional information on what an internal audit function is supposed to look like, and then we can go through those. So we can only have one board member, because if we have two, that means we're a quorum. So I can put that on next meeting's agenda, and for next year we can be
have something
ready.
Formulated.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I don't think doing something and planning something now isn't going to change this audit.
No.
Or assessment.
Right.
Excuse me.
This assessment. Yeah.
Any other concerns, Brian?
No, I think that's good. Obviously, the assessment is what it is. I'm just thinking, moving forward, if there's a way without adding too much burden or cost or workload to people, you know, the current functions, it'd just be nice to kind of show the public that we're sort of very low, if, you know, without spending a lot of their money to get there.
Sure. I think what Brett just presented to us, though, and formulating a committee and then setting up time frames of when to meet and perform those duties would be necessary also to make sure that it's functioning and functional for next year's assessment. That would help bump up the score a little bit more.
Okay.
And it would be maybe just two meetings. I don't think it has to be, even if it was one meeting before this assessment came out, I don't think it has to be like a
monthly deal.
Monthly deal. We just need to make sure that we're on top of it enough. If we feel like things are running smooth, I'm not sure that we need to have any more meetings. If we find something they don't like, maybe we need to follow up on that. But it could kind of just be at least we have a formal committee, and yes, we get that.
Okay.
It'd be interesting to know, like, what other service districts are doing in this regard, if they're, you know, if any of them have that type of committee or function and how they're going about it.
So, relative to size.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, we actually got with North Tooele County Fire District, and we went over to their office and asked these questions and had them pull up their documentation, and then they kind of did that to us. We've done it different ways over the years, so it just kind of depends. But we can definitely ask what this formal internal audit committee is supposed to look like, and you know, go from there.
Okay. I make a motion that we accept the fraud risk assessment as presented.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Item number 4 is water audit through April. Not very fruitful, Brett.
Don't really have any good questions.
You don't have any good answers.
Good answers, Toad. I'm not sure why April has 19% water loss, and the previous months are up to 48, 41, and 50.
It's those people with their lawns that are tapped in before the meter.
I guess. I'm not really sure. So we ended up having a leak detection company come out to listen for leaks underneath the Stansbury Lake, the valves between there. Same thing up to the water storage tanks. They weren't able to see anything there at that point. Our next step is to shut the valves off and isolate each tank individually to make sure we're not losing a ton of water through the tanks. Having said that, when we had the scuba divers in last year, they didn't see any signs of leakage in the tanks, and so I'm not sure that that's going to show us anything.
What did you already look at if we think our meter leaving the tank is malfunctioning, or if the meter leaving the pump houses is malfunctioning?
So we'll know better this month because we've switched from well number one to our other wells.
Got it.
So we're going to see where that correlates.
Okay.
So that's kind of where we're at.
So we don't know anything yet.
Don't know anything yet.
Is what I read when I read
other than we found a couple leaking hydrants. So that could be, that's where we're also going to focus attention, is to go around to all the fire hydrants with a listening device to make sure that we're not losing a lot of water through that.
Anything losing about a million gallons a day.
I mean, if you have a whole bunch, 50 out of 800 hydrants leaking, you know, that, I mean, it could.
But you found a couple.
We did find a couple.
Okay. Well, thank
and
you.
And that was just on one day. So hopefully, as we continue to go through this process of elimination, we'll be able to secure additional, or at least find some additional leaks to help us understand where we're at on leakage.
Okay.
Or water loss.
I did have one follow-up question on that. Is SPID responsible, or is the service agency responsible for the backflow preventers that are kind of, you know, the different parks and things like that?
The service agency owns, operates, and maintains them, but they are required to send the testing results to SPID on an annual basis.
Okay. I asked because I saw one leaking a decent amount of water, a few gallons a minute anyway, I think on Sunday, where I left town.
Okay.
On like Aberdeen and Village.
All right.
It just got me thinking, like, I wonder if there's others that are, you know, that might be a small piece of the...
And they would be metered. Any water going through those would be metered.
Aberdeen and Village, meaning that the Village Park? Is that what you're saying, Brian?
Yeah, but it was on the other side of the road.
Okay, I'll let him know to check that out.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else, Brian?
No, just curious to see how the numbers continue to unfold. It's kind of puzzling.
It is puzzling. Judy, any thoughts? Anything else? Okay. Thank you, Brett.
I'm still trying to understand it.
Us too. Not much water loss. We're all trying to understand it. Manager Operation Report.
Let's see. Village Sewer, Village Boulevard Sewer Project is going well. Contractors under some pretty tight slope restrictions, and so far they're doing a very good job taking their time. They're putting a level on each pipe, twisting it to make sure there any bellies or flat spots or bends are mitigated with the flattest section of pipe they can put in, so they'll rotate it They're taking all precautions necessary. They've installed two sections thus far, and so things are going good there. On Saturday, we had a report of a leak at Lake Point, just south of Canyon Road, on the east side of Highway 36. And so we were able to just isolate two valves and turn on the bypass. Monday morning, we went to look of where the leak was, and the guys told me that the field had, the field was flooded. And when they turned the valve back on and trying to figure out where the leak was, they didn't hear any water going through it. And so that immediately sent an indication that the Kennecott Canal water was flood irrigating that field, and it overflowed into the canal, into the drainage ditch. And so we didn't have a water leak.
No leak there.
No break. So
that's good news.
That is good news.
But it may have told us where the water was going.
So, other than that, I am trying to set a meeting up with the Sovereign Lands, Great Salt Lake Water Commission, and DEQ to talk about wastewater effluent piping directly to the Great Salt Lake. The Salt Lake Commissioner people that we met with originally told me that they were going to schedule a meeting with everybody, and then after not hearing from them, I reached out to him and he said, oh yeah, sorry, I know we had that discussion, but we decided to meet internally first. So I sent out a request today to get a meeting set up, and so hopefully next week we'll be meeting and can report on
great
what the progress is on that at next meeting. We've submitted our capital facilities plan to our financial people, and we're waiting for any comments that they have. Anything else, Brennan, that you can think of?
The capital facilities plan, is that just what your projects are in the future? Is that what that is?
Yes.
Specifically for one project, the sewer treatment expansion.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Okay. Unless you have any questions.
No. Thank you, Brett.
Okay.
Brian, you have any questions for the manager?
No, thank you.
Okay. Judy, you're good?
I'm good.
Okay. Thank you. Approved meeting minutes of April 21st, 2026.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes of April 21st, 2026.
I actually had a few clarifications.
Okay.
As I went through it. Mostly just thinking about sort of the end reader. On page 2, the end of the first paragraph, talks about the additional connection also helps with water quality. I just figured that most people reading that may not understand why that would be, and so it seems like it'd be prudent to say by reducing the water age.
Or possibly saying for because it helps with additional use. Let's see, the additional connections.
Yeah, something to that effect.
Also help with water quality. We can word it how you put it, Brian. What were those words?
In my notes, I just said by reducing water age.
Okay.
So how long the water sits in the pipe.
Okay. All right. Got it.
Do you think saying it that way is going to they'll understand that better, Brian?
Well, you might say by reducing the amount of time the water sits in the pipe.
Like stagnant time, something like that? I mean, I get what you're saying, but if somebody's going to read this a year from now, will they understand the water age? Judy said she wouldn't.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Reduce static retention time in the system.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something that describes water age.
By, what was that, Brendan, that you said?
To reduce static retention time in the system.
Quality which reduces?
By reducing.
By reducing static
retention time.
Retention time in the pipe. Okay.
Further down the page, the third to last paragraph says Mr. Mansell would like to talk to the homeowner. I just wanted to clarify, would like Spid to talk to the homeowner.
I thought you were going to do that.
Okay, I'll just put Mr. Mansell suggested talking with the homeowner. How's that?
There you go. That's great. Sounds like I'm going to go rough him up or something.
That's what I thought you were going to do.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. And if you have questions when you see those or read those, just reach out to me and I'll make the changes. We can chat together and just make those changes so they're addressed at the board meeting for you. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. If anybody wants to add something or clarify, that'd be great. So thank you for that.
Could we still approve these with these modifications that were just suggested, though? Mm-hmm. Just so we don't have to hold them till next time.
Yeah, you approve them with the modifications made.
If Brian, are there any additional ones you had?
Yeah, there was a couple. Let's see. Just on the manager's operation report, I know there was some discussion about the goal of the mailer sort of being clarified that the goal of it was to avoid the need for residential water restrictions.
Right.
I just thought that would be worth capturing in the minutes so that it's clear what our intent is.
So how would you like it to read?
Water in order to avoid the need for water restrictions.
Okay, got it. What else?
I was a little unclear just above that. It says update on the paragraph above the update on purchase of potential office property. Since Mr. Clegg added there was no data from the 1920s and 30s, the lake receded in the 1920s but came back to flood in the 1980s. Extending the pipe may not be usable. Point of discharge needs to be determined. And I guess That just seemed confusing to me to say extending the pipe may not be usable.
Well, it's... Do you recall that they were talking, somebody had suggested extending the discharge pipe all the way to the lake water, where it sits right now, instead of putting it at the high water mark? If we extend it all the way to where the lake is now, it may make that pipe unusable. So it's the question is back to, should we not watch what it does fluctuating and not try to run the water, all, the discharge water, all the way to the water's edge as it sits right now? Because that can fluctuate. And we've seen it in the past.
Pipe. Yeah. I don't disagree.
To the water's edge?
Just that sentence just
edge.
Wasn't
may not be practical? I don't know. How would you like it to read?
Well, you could say extending the pipe may not, may not be beneficial.
Beneficial,
in the long term.
Functional, recommended. I mean, all those things would be.
Right.
To extending the pipe to the water's edge, maybe the challenge, or I don't know. What do you want it to say? Or we could just strike it entirely and just say the point of discharge needs to be determined.
I mean, ultimately, that's what we're trying to say, is that the point of discharge needs to be determined, that will remain functional no matter what the lake levels are.
Yeah. You could strike that sentence and just
okay.
say
we'll just strike
what
it.
Jake just said.
Okay.
It needs to be determined that accounts for varying lake levels.
Okay, got it. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay. Good comments.
So I will make a motion to approve the minutes of April 21st, 2026 with the
noted changes.
Noted changes, thank you.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Approve financials and warrants. Brian, in front of us, there are a handful of small items that were added to the packet from what we received last Thursday evening. Invoice from Ferguson for $3,831.05. Invoice from Fuel Network for $1,715.95. Oh, sorry, I skipped one. One from Ken Ford for $188. Office Depot for $38.34. And then everything else is the same. Did you have any concerns with any of the invoices that we received, Brian?
No, I had a question on the one the revenues with comparison to budget. It appears, I guess I just noticed that our revenues compared to budget seem to be a little bit behind, because it says it goes through May 31st.
So a lot of that comes in June, July, August with the heavy irrigation season.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Anything else, Brian, that you saw that you wanted to bring up?
The only other one that caught my attention was the Phase 1 Village Boulevard application. It looks like we already paid, a pay application of like $164,000.
That's correct. That's in the
That's in this financial warrants that's in front of us right now. This approval to pay.
That's the current sewer project in Village Boulevard. The first pay request.
Okay. Yeah, just because I know the bid was like $800,000.
Yes.
So I guess I was just thinking, are they already
roughly a quarter of the way through the, well, they've set two manholes 800 feet out of the total footage.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, Brian. I asked the same question when Brett was trying to dial you up. I asked him if they had completed this, the work that matches pay app number one.
Okay, great.
So, sorry, I should have clarified that.
That's the only other thing that caught my attention.
Okay, make a motion.
Can we make?
I will make a motion that we approve the financials and warrants dated, is it May 19th, for the amount of
$251,402.74. I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item 7 on the agenda is petitions, communications, and public comment.
I don't have anything to add.
Okay. Brian, do you have anything else you'd like to bring up to the board or the group while we're all together?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Judy?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll make motion that we adjourn.
I second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thanks, Brian. I hope you're somewhere fun.
Kind of. I'm in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Oh,
okay. Factory acceptance testing on some centrifuges.
Well, I'm hoping you're having a good time.
Yeah, it's more work than fun, but it feels good here.
Good.
All right. Good. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks.
Meeting is adjourned at 4:46 p.m.